This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, one other all-star note. Home Run Derby field starting to fill out. I think we have half the field as of this morning. And Buxton is there. I believe he's a Georgia native. Acuna's going to play in the Home Run Derby. Atlanta Brave. Cal Raleigh and James Wood are four guys who are in right now. The list of guys who have declined is much longer. Shohei and Judge are not going to participate. No Ellie De La Cruz or Kyle Schwarber. Last year's winner, Teoscar Hernandez, is out. Pete Alonso is not going to participate. Vlad Guerrero. Stoney, is there a chance we get a Tiger in the Home Run
yeah,
Derby?
Yeah, possibly.
And does it have to be an all-star, right? I don't believe it has to be, right? So it could be Torque or Green.
Yeah, but you know what? I hope none of them do it.
You don't want them in it?
No.
Why not?
Sometimes guys...
You believe it messes with their swing? Are you one of those?
Yeah, kind of, because...
It hasn't impacted Alonso, has it?
No, but some other guys it did. I remember what... When it was here, what, Bobby Abreu, who I think won it here, he went downhill after that. That's another event that's just like, they need to spruce it up a little bit.
Well, they've tried.
They've changed it.
And maybe they've done too much tinkering, because I don't even remember the format as we sit here today. But I think part of what would get me sitting in front of the TV for it would be if I had Riley Green or Spencer Torkelson hitting in the Home Run Derby. And if you look at the home run leaders right now, Eugenio Suarez is the number one home run guy not confirmed for the Derby one way or another.
Right.
Followed by Seiya Suzuki and then Riley Green.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, and he's got that uppercut swing. He's kind of built for a Home Run Derby.
Yeah, he'd be great in the old Atlanta ballpark, which was a launching pad.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see either of these guys in it? 248-539-9797.
It'd be fine. I think a lot of us in Detroit are kind of spooked by Brandon Inge.
Yeah, but say that again. We're spooked because Brandon Inge struggled? I would think these two guys are in a completely different category than Brandon Inge.
Yeah, I understand that, but could you imagine one of them getting hurt?
In a derby? I'm not worried about him getting hurt in a derby. I mean, I think you have maybe a small chance that it Fs with their swing, but I'm not worried about somebody getting injured.
I don't know.
We get a Detroiter in there. We have to undo what Brandon Inge did.
That's true. Okay, that's a valid
point. That's the last
point.
Taste in our mouth of a Tiger in the home run. Have we had a Tiger since?
I don't know, Miggy probably did it.
Probably
once.
Did. Did he? I don't know. See, Greg said he doesn't remember. Fielder, I don't believe, did when he was in a Tiger uniform. He did in his career.
I think Pudge was, but that was before Brandon Inge.
It's Tigers in the Home Run Derby. Anyway.
Yeah, we can look that up. But you know what? I mean, if you're going to just go by players who are going to be in Atlanta, you know, Javi. I mean, he's got his he had 10. He's got his last night was his 10th.
How many did he hit all of last year?
Not 10.
Yeah, I don't believe he hit 10.
I mean, when I was in with for Doug when the season started, you know, Gator, you know, bold ass predictions, you know, go out on a limb.
That's
mine
thing.
Was that Javi was going to be 20 home runs.
Well, at the All-Star break, he's halfway there. He's
halfway there.
He had 6 all of last year, 9 the year before that.
Yeah, he's got 10. Javier
His highest in a Tiger uniform is 17 the first year he was here.
This team is, when you look at some of the stats too, I mean, their OPSs on people like are amazingly good, even though they're not, like Javi's 7. If you had said before the season, Javi's OPS around the All-Star break would be 769. Colt Keith is up his game.
He's on a tear.
Home run yesterday, number 7. His OPS is 779. We talk about McKinstry, 819. Riley Green, 876. Torque even, 828. Torres, 804. Dingler, 720. The only two players, regular players, who haven't had, well, Meadows has had a lot of injuries, but him and Sweeney in the lineup last night were the only ones under the OPS under 700. That's pretty damn good. You know, and we talk about how we need a right-handed bat, we need this. We do, but they've managed so far to hit just fine without it.
Do you worry that they're going to convince themselves they don't need to add?
No, I think.
Okay.
I think
specifically offensively. You think?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know there's this conversation of where would they even put somebody?
I don't care.
If they're an upgrade, you find a way to put them in there. And I'm not going to even make it about Bregman, but if there's a player out there who you feel like is better, like let's say you say Suarez is number 3 in baseball and homers or whatever, and you go, hey, where would we put him? We'd put him at third base and we'd use McKinstry as the utility guy, and it's a good problem to have. Too many good bats for a team trying to win the whole thing?
Right.
Not a problem.
Too many good players? No, you can do that.
By the way, Prince Fielder won the 2012 Home Run Derby.
Oh.
And he was a Detroit Tiger that season.
All right.
So we don't have to avenge the Brandon Inge Home Run Derby.
Okay,
we can just stack champions.
By the way,
go ahead.
Coming up next, I want to give a little love to somebody on this Tigers team who maybe doesn't get enough love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.